What do you love most about Autumn Knowles?
I love her confidence in social situations where if anything comes up, her first response is, my fiance will kick your ass.
Welcome to Worst Impressions. I am your host, Eric Anderson. I've got another special episode regarding wedding season, regarding someone near and dear to me who's getting married. And so I'm having a two-part series regarding this special wedding of epic proportions between two people I care about, one of which I love, but that one's not here today. I have the other. I have the intruder, the imposter, the fiance. We've got Griffin Peavy in the house. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here.
Sweet. Are you nervous? What was your feelings when I was like, hey, I want you to be on the show?
So I definitely, I'm a huge podcast guy.
Yeah.
But also being in the career field I'm in, I'm kind of scared about being like, hey, don't be your real self because people will see this.
Yeah. So. Yeah, dude. Like, I want to preface and say to any of those people that meet him out in the professional sphere and they hear this episode and they're like, oh my God, why would he say that in this episode? I want you to know that I might be secretly telling him to say these absurd and crude and out there things. And he has no control of what he's saying. And I've scripted out all of these naughty things for him to say. And it's downright disgusting what I do to these guests. I torture them and force them to say horrid, horrible, cancelable shit.
Mr. So, Mrs. Knowles, mom, dad, this is this is not me. This is not the man your daughter's married.
He's reading a script, everyone. I'm a master of script comedy. Scripted jokes and sketches between two people and pretending like it's an interview. Okay, so I take it you're a little nervous, and that's fine. Let's get right to the nitty gritty. You are, at this point, you are still, at the point of this recording, you are still engaged and you are the fiance of my cousin.
Yes.
Autumn. And do you intend on marrying her?
Oh, yeah.
Well, cool. I guess this episode's over. See you later. What are you nervous about? Like, what part of marriage is like, that part is a little scary. It's not that you don't want to do it or that like, it's a deal breaker, but like what part of marriage is a little scary?
So we have friends of ours who have lived together like we do before we get married.
Yeah.
And, last night we went out with them and I asked him, I was, the husband, I asked, I was like, hey, so has anything changed? And he's like, it's literally the same thing. Nothing's
changed. It's like, honestly, we could use a little refresher. Yeah. It's getting a little stale how samey it is.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I guess, the only worry I have is when we do have kids.
We're coming. We haven't even got married yet, brother. Yeah. Jesus.
No, Autumn tells me all the time. She's like, can we just focus on getting married? Well, I'm scared about, I saw how much it cost my mom to feed me and raise me.
For those of you, this is an audio only show. This is a big motherfucker, isn't it?
Go ahead and Google me, please.
We had to get a different chair for this guy. We had to cut out a hole in the door of the studio, and that's irreparable damage.
Yeah. Which brings up our sponsor, HelloFresh.
I wish. Once we get HelloFresh, I think I'm good to go.
It's game over, yeah.
It's game over, brother. I can cut holes in all of the doors for Griffin. Because, yeah, your kids are going to be monsters, yeah, dude.
Definitely.
They're going to be little tanks.
Like, growing up, I definitely thought my mom had something with the milkman. Or a postman. Because I was like, listen, like, my dad and I, yeah, like, our heads are the same size, and that's about it. I outgrew him and my mom very early on, so I was like, damn.
They were tying cinder blocks to my hands. Yeah. And just letting my arms hang down.
Yeah, I was like, did Dirk Nowitzki come to Waco randomly? Like, what happened?
It's like, was Dirk Nowitzki your hall pass, mom? Like, whoa.
Yeah,
bro.
For a short period, I was like, yeah, like, my dad, oh, dad, no, you're Jim. Like,
it's like, hello, Jim. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck are you calling me Jim for?
Exactly. Like,
you get in there and eat your SpaghettiOs.
Exactly. But my senior year, I remember when it finally clicked for me. My mom was
finally
like,
clicked.
Like, I was taking senior photos, and my mom was like, she added one of my dad's senior photos in there with me. And I was like, I don't remember taking this. I'm like, why the hell would I wear this ugly ass outfit?
Oh, so it's like identical.
like right. The exact same, which was like,
just decades a difference. Gotcha. Yeah.
It was one of those midlife crises for me. Oh, like, oh, this is my future.
Wow. I think I've seen your dad. I've seen your dad a little bit. He looks good for his age. Like, I think that's a good positive about, you know, your future growing old. It's like,
yeah,
it's like, man, hopefully, you know, yeah, keep some of that.
Yeah, my parents are in their 60s. He is for sure. I think my mom is, but yeah.
She's probably like 29. For yeah, all exactly. You know.
Yeah, go ahead and pause the podcast now. but my biggest thing is just, you know, with my height, you know, hopefully I make it to his age.
It's like, it takes a lot of heart to pump these pump these veins, exactly. Brother.
Exactly. Or if Autumn kills me first.
It's like they can't take me into the hospital anymore. They just take me to the zoo to get my x-rays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm 26 and I have a CPAP machine. So yeah.
It's like, I need bigger lungs, pop.
100%. Yeah, it's their fault, not my fault.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome. Okay. So let's get into the title of the show, Worst Impressions. What was your first impression of Autumn when you first met her? Like, what was it bad? Was it good?
Yeah. So it was mostly surprising because she responded to my DM.
Whoa.
I was 17.
DM on what?
Instagram.
Oh.
I tried to be as... I knew she went to Live Oak.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, she had seen me, but I had never seen her before. Obviously.
Right. So you were the famous one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was. Yeah.
It's like, I wasn't just famous. I wasn't famous. I was just huge.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah.
It was just the Andre the Giant of Waco.
She told me about a year into dating, if I DM'd her a year before that, she would not have responded. So that's great for the confidence.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, exactly. So I send her DMs and I go, hey, what church do you go to? Yeah. She went to Live Oak. So I was like, okay, she's probably very goody good.
Sure.
Well,
sure.
She is. She still is.
Yeah.
Very pure. Very.
Shut the fuck. He's like, she, yes, pure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pure, yes.
Pure, but pure than clear water. No, no minerals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pure H2O.
But it was definitely, I remember because she couldn't drive at the time. She's 17
and you had a pedophile and you had a stang.
Yeah, yeah,
you was riding around. Yeah.
I was 18 and she couldn't drive. No, she was a year. She's 6 months younger than me.
I was buying her cigarettes down at the corner store. Yeah. I had all the packs of smokes the kids needed. Oh man.
But, I remember, so Summer had to drop her off to our first date.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met at the 7-Eleven on the Circle, which is now closed.
Nice.
It should be a
classy.
Yeah,
it's a good spot.
yeah.
You can get smokes there. You can get other things. You can smoke there too. Even though it's closed down, you can get plenty of things to smoke, brother.
Yeah, somebody you know. But I remember she told Summer that she's like, should I go on this date? It's not too late. We can turn around. And I was like,
it's like, do we have an eject button? Yeah. It's like a bail. We got a bail.
Yeah. What if this guy's 5'3"? Like, what's going on?
It's like, oh no, don't worry. He's double that.
But I remember she was walking to the car and I was like, okay. Where's the camera crew? Oh, like, she's way too hot to be anywhere in my vicinity. I was like, and she's educated. I was like, okay, hold on.
Educated? She's, you know, she can write in cursive. Yeah. It's awesome.
She went to Latin school, all that. But yeah, it was definitely, I don't know if it was me being depressed because I was a teenager or just self-depreciation where I'm like, she's way too good for me.
Sure.
I'm like, where's the prank? Like,
so that's a real, I mean, so it's overwhelmingly positive.
Yes.
Sounds like.
Yeah. Like, I definitely, I said I love you like the second month.
Oh, man. You almost lost it right there.
She didn't say it back for a very long time. I definitely
biffed it. You fucking.
Premature. I love you. Yeah, it was, and I feel like it was reciprocated, but it was more like she was the first girl to ever be like, oh sure. I actually find you attractive as well.
Yeah, and then no, because yeah, anybody, the first time somebody's just like to a guy, like, no, it's like, no, I think you're attractive. It's like, what?
Why?
You like, girls have those feelings, like, what? And then you go home and, you know, you're throwing out all of your old Pokemon cards and you're lighting your Yu-Gi-Oh cards on fire. It's like, I'm a man now. This girl likes me.
I'm shaving my chest. Like,
there. It was like, you're just like, Dad, how's the stocks doing? Yeah. And you're rubbing on deodorant for the first time. It's like, I think the stocks are good, right, Dad? Yeah.
How's the Israel-Palestine conflict?
It's like, you know, I think we should really be thinking about, you know, fossil fuels. Yeah. All right?
These damn Democrats that took our jobs.
He's like, when did you get so invested in politics, son? He's like, well, girls like me. What can I say?
I'm a hot commodity. Yeah. Just one person.
So you've been with her for a long time now. Do you have an impersonation of her? Do you have something that she does all of the time that you're just like, oh, I can nail that. I can mimic her perfectly because I hear her do this all the damn time.
I asked her before we recorded. I kind of prepped her about this, but you know, we lived together for a little bit. like most males living with females, she tends to nag, but not in a bad way. Yeah. So I guess her impression would be like,
hold me, Bert. No, you're good. You're good. Get ready. Get it in your heart and your soul.
So, well, before I say this, so she told me to bring an impression. So I had a Borat impression.
Well, you can do Borat. We can do Borat right after this, or you can do Borat saying what Autumn says. You know, who knows?
No, I will do Autumn. if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go ahead and do this.
don't. Yeah, there you go.
Back up a little bit.
There you go. Yeah. It's like, I was like, oh my god, this is getting intimate.
So it would mostly be, let's see, Griffin. I told you 3 times, plug your CPAP back in. You're snoring.
Those of you at home, folks, he just made the most insane face. We got to get it on video. He's like squinching up. Just like, oh, every fiber of his being. Like, so this is happening in the middle of the night. Pretty much.
I definitely go to sleep a lot quicker.
Than she does?
Yes.
She stays up and like reads or something?
She's an ASMR girly.
Oh, dude.
Which is even worse for me.
You don't like it?
One of my biggest pet peeves is people smacking.
Yeah.
And that's all that is. And
so she likes the smacking part?
She's like, no, she does this one. It's so funny. So I bought her an iPad, subtle flex, you know.
Sure. Oh, what? Yeah,
I kind of like that. No. No. But I bought her an iPad because she was watching it on the TV. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and there's some weird woman staring me in my eyes like,
oh yeah, doing like, yeah, like tickling the oh yeah, they're going, oh yeah, sorry, let me, I'm clipping your hair with wooden scissors. Yes, just clip.
Oh, you're getting very tired,
you're getting very sleepy. Oh yes, you are loved and you are getting very sleepy. Yeah. And I'm going to pluck these hairs right out of your eyes, and there you go.
Which, for someone who doesn't enjoy it, is
painful.
It's horrible. Yeah. I hate it. And I'm like, this is like kind of sexual. I'm like,
oh, it's pretty sexual. Like, oh yeah.
I'm like, hey, like, leave my fiance alone. Like, get out of her ears,
dude. But there's like ear attachments for the mics where they put it on video, and they're like licking this rubber ear. It's wild, dude. Like, I'm like, that's basically, yeah. That's pornographic.
I'm trying to think of like an OnlyFans but for ears type of.
No, that is what it is. And they have, like, let me tell you, there's some sites. There's some sites, brother. There, it's out there.
A younger version of me would know the sites, but I've been reborn.
Okay. Let's get into, because I'm gonna save it because I want you and Autumn to come back. This is more about the wedding, and like later we'll have episodes with just you as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be long wed, but we'll talk to you about just you. You know, next
used
time,
goods.
Yeah, you're just like when you're all washed up, yeah, and married, we'll get you back in here. What family member now? Before you answer, I got a few things to say. What family member are you worried about being in attendance? Now, you can say their name, but just say their first name. Or you can say pass. You can just pass on the question. Or just say the bride's side or the groom's side.
So I guess it'll be a mixture of both sides. Just like, so my parents and Autumn's parents and just family in general have only met each other like once or twice.
Wow.
And I know there's strong personalities on both sides.
Sure.
Typically for the older members in the family.
The elders.
Yes. The elders of both sides are both very strong personalities.
Yeah.
Great people. Can't speak highly enough of them.
Great people. Just the salt of the earth. Great people.
But
hot headed though, for sure.
But fire and fire doesn't always mix well.
Yeah.
So
So fire just makes things hotter in my personal experience.
There's definitely family members of mine that are not invited to the wedding. So
my Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's for another day. But
cool.
But yeah, besides that, I'm not really too worried. I love all of my family and your family as
well. Prefacing this. All love.
All love, no hate.
And this goes for Autumn's episode too. All love here. We're just doing some funny jokey jokes.
All family matters. So
yeah. So it's just like the combustion.
Yes.
The combustion of the combination.
Yeah. Like I have Fox News grandparents.
Sure. Who doesn't?
Yeah. We're all Fox News grandparents, but it's just like, it's more of a mixture of like, I know how my family interacts and I know how y'all's family interacts. And yeah. I'm interested to see, like, I failed chemistry in college, so I can't do chemistry analogies, but it's two very...
It's Mentos and Diet Coke, brother.
It's two bombs going up, but like in the best way possible, where it's like, they're both great in their own area, but when they interact, they might, a Trump chant might come out.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, and I think, you know, we'll be pouring 40s, yeah. 40s out.
Black and miles.
Yeah, there we go. For that one. So, okay. So yeah, combustion. Now I asked Autumn about how she would feel if someone proposed at the wedding. Not saying, oh yeah, there's some ASMR.
ASMR.
Blue moon. Ooh. You're very sleepy.
I'm getting drunk now.
Oh my gosh. So I asked her about like how she would feel about somebody proposing at the wedding, because I think that's insane, but it freaking happens, dude. And obviously you don't want it to happen, but like, what would you do? What would you do?
Here's my warning. Go ahead and try and find out what happens, because I promise you and your fiance, whether you're man or woman, will be excommunicated. You're out of there. I promise you.
What about, okay. So then what if it's what if there's a fight?
Fight? So,
are you going to get involved, or are you going to just let security handle it?
It depends how close I am
to
said person.
Sure.
Because
how extended? Okay. Actually, I'll let you answer that.
Yeah.
Finish that question. I'm going to ask you another one.
I'll say this. I'm not worried about proposals because, my sister.
Autumn going to take her.
Well, my sister's not getting married soon. Summer's not getting married soon.
Right.
They're getting married soon, so I'm not too worried about that. Same with. So we're chill on the family side.
Yeah.
And I definitely, it's funny. I don't have any of my friends coming that have a serious, well, besides one, but we've already had a physical altercation, so we're past that with him.
Whoa.
So he knows better than to propose.
He knows what's up.
About round two with the bell dings.
Sure. Right. Are there any you don't have to say their name, but you could.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be the most likely to get into, like, who's got the hottest head in the groom's party? Like out of the groomsmen.
So it's definitely, so for context, I have two best men.
Okay.
And three of my six groomsmen are born in the Middle East.
Okay, cool.
So I've so they've already made some jokes about hey, like, just make sure the grandparents don't ask us about Israel Palestine.
We're gonna keep the conversation stateside. Yeah, bro.
Exactly.
Oh, but god, that's,
I think they're
awful.
Fine, but it's just, I have seen how they interact. I know how to get under their skin, but
yeah.
I mean, they should, like, they're very well behaved.
Sure.
They're not, my grandma asked one of them, that's for another day. Let me say
sure,
that.
Sure. Yeah. Go for it.
That's for another one. But I think honestly, the guys I did invite, because
they're all cool.
Yes.
Hopefully.
They can definitely. We've all grown up since we've
first
met each other. I'm not too worried.
Well, it sounds like it's you. it sounds like if you're the groomsman for any of their weddings, don't let Griffin have.
My reputation is definitely the sleeping giant. Yeah. So it's like, don't poke the bear.
There we go.
But
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
it's like, unless there's a direct attack on Autumn.
Sure, sure.
then you're going to feel the full power. But
so how drunk am I allowed to get? Dude,
as drunk as possible.
Yes! Get at me!
Our one thing is, if you see someone wearing white, there needs to be red wine poured on them. I don't care who it is. They should know better.
Oh, yeah. A guest. I was like, poor red.
No.
Cause like,
not Autumn. No.
Cause that's my immediate thought is like, well, the only person wearing white is Autumn. But yeah, that's another thing that freaking like people, the manners and like the, what, like, people are just like, oh yeah, wear white to the wedding. Like, no white, and you can't propose. Just don't do it.
Either of those actions will be met with swift consequences. You'll be executed firing squad style.
Good God. Good Lord. Good God.
Pardon my French, if the Knowles family is listening to this, but if you wear white or propose, fuck around and find out, because I promise you, I will freak out.
I will freak out. So what are we doing? So you don't got to answer this. Uh-oh. You don't got to answer this. But you know, everybody loses their virginity on their wedding night, and I know that's true for you guys.
We are, we've only kissed.
And, you're going to be staying at a hotel. Yeah. I don't know why. You could stay, you know, you could stay at a parent's house, you know. Yeah. I don't know why you need a hotel room.
Well,
it doesn't make any sense to me what you'd be doing in a hotel room.
Yeah. But sleeping.
Yeah.
For our
trip to
Greece. Yeah.
Greece. Woohoo.
I can't wait to, fly. What, 15 hours in economy?
Hey,
crammed in.
Okay, so here's what you do. Do you have a connecting flight to the big one?
Yeah, we're going from Houston to London.
Okay,
to Greece.
Try to have a problem. try to have a problem, because when we went to New Zealand, we had a big problem on our first connecting flight to like San Francisco, San Diego, whatever it was. And they were like, oh my God, we're so sorry. You know, we'll give you some sort of thing on your next one. And we were like, oh, well, our next one is 16 hours.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got bumped up, because we were in like, you know, economy for the six, you know, but we got moved up to the extra leg room, whatever. Mm-hmm. Got the whole, so try to get all your bad stuff happen on that short one.
Well, the short one is a Boeing. So, yeah. So with how Boeing's been going lately, we might not make it.
I'm not familiar. What's going on with Boeing?
Oh my gosh. So, I hope I don't get.
They've been crashing.
Shit's been falling off.
Okay, cool. That's where we'll leave it.
If Boeing comes and kills me, I did not commit suicide. I'm not suicidal.
He's not unaliving himself.
We know who did it.
Okay. So, okay, Greece.
Yeah.
We're going to Greece. What are you most excited about doing in Greece?
So, I am definitely a big foodie, and I'm definitely a big historian guy.
Yeah.
So,
Greek mythology.
Yeah, huge.
Sick.
I love all that stuff.
Who's your favorite? I don't know. I'm doing Scottish. Who's your favorite Greek myth?
So, mine, I'm actually a big fan of the
Paris, France.
No, Greek mythology wise, I'm a huge fan. I think the Titans were the original.
Oh, sure.
Like Zeus's parents.
Oh, yeah.
Like their whole thing's crazy. Wow. Like,
there's a lot of like
eating their kids,
eating like, children. Yeah. Pretty like classic whole, stuff.
Yeah. You know, it's like as gruesome as it gets. Yeah. Like, it gets my attention. No. But like, you know, I'm definitely.
You relate to the Titans.
Yeah.
Personally.
Definitely. Like, it's funny. One summer, after I left the Citadel, RIP, I worked at a camp counselor in Colorado, and my roommate was a guy who every night I would watch him snort Adderall.
What the?
He'd snort Adderall to play Doom all night.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And
gotta get more Doom.
Yeah. And so
I can't, I don't know.
And while we were there, he had a full body piece of Jimi Hendrix done. Anyways, so this guy, his name is Dean.
He was Zeus on Earth.
we're working at a Christian camp. And, you know, I'm like, hey, man, so like, what's your, like you're religious, obviously, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, but I believe in the Greek gods. And what? I was like, okay, so he's from New Mexico, working in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
When the fuck did you go to Greece? Like, where's the correlation here? Like,
I read Percy Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you fraud. I'm familiar with a few Percy Jackson books, so I think I know my Greek mythology.
I know he's not educated. but like, I don't know. I mean, like, I love the whole, especially for the mythology aspect, is like, I get it. If you didn't know the one true God, you're going to be like, how the hell did that happen? Like,
right.
How can I explain this?
So, well, Cerberus was three-headed dog, yeah. And he was in the underworld.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, which is my favorite god, whichever one's in the Fortnite Battle Pass.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But
My favorite one is Zeus right now. That dude is packing heat. Down south and up top, if you know what I'm saying.
His lightning rod and a hammer. God.
Good God. You see that guy's mythic? Oh my.
But it sounds bad, but I always just thought that Hades was so badass.
Oh, like, yeah. And Hades and like Hercules, like the animated movie is awesome.
Or like Clash of Titans.
Oh.
That movie is awesome.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Which is dope. Love Medusa. Big fan of her. But yeah, just like, I like all of those because it's just like,
it's freaking cool.
It's cool.
It's cool stuff.
It's awesome. And so like, like we're, like I said, like we definitely do drink.
Yeah.
But we're more foodaholics.
Sure.
Which,
right here. Oh yeah. I'm packing it in.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I'm addicted to food. I apologize. Yeah. But yeah. We're definitely looking forward to those two aspects.
You're gonna have to come back and we'll talk about what all you ate.
Yeah, we're doing a cooking class, which I'm excited
for. Oh, yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
Are you learning any Greek?
That's a no.
You get a shot to
I know some of the alphabet from when I was a pledge.
Yeah.
We had to learn.
Know the Greek alphabet from fraternity times.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, besides that, no. Well, it's funny. So my tattoo artist, he tattooed in Greece for a while. And he was telling us some fun stuff. And one of the things he told us to do is like, hey, like never be like, oops, my bad, or I apologize. Because they'll take advantage of you for that.
Wait, what?
Like you know when you're in a grocery store and you're going by someone, you're like, oops, excuse me, my bad.
Being polite.
Yeah, exactly. Common courtesy.
Sure.
You know, I'm a Southern gentleman. But he said that like, if you admit that you're wrong, the Greek locals will be like, oh, what? They'll blow it out of proportion. So like it's like
I need you to go test this out.
Exactly. So well, like that's my thing is
this seems insane.
I've always been so big to where I'm like, I am trying to like
constantly apologize for my space.
Exactly. Yeah. Where I'm like, I'm sorry for the size.
Yeah. Yeah.
The girth. No.
That's what he said.
Yeah, pause.
Sorry for the size. I just can barely fit in this room.
Yeah. Oops. But yeah. So like, he's like, hey, like, don't do that, which is going to be hard for me to do.
Interesting. Like, I have never heard of that
yeah.
Greek trope. Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, next time you're in Greece, just make sure you're not.
Don't apologize. Be a dick.
Yeah. Be the asshole that they all think Americans are. Yeah.
All right. Sick. Okay. To round out the episode, we're going to do a few rapid questions.
Okay.
You're going to answer these questions. And then when you give me the answer, go ahead and elaborate a little on why you give me the answer to these questions.
Definitely.
You're going to tell me who is most likely to do each of these things. These are attendees at your wedding. Okay. You can say their name if you want. Who cares? Like, just don't say their last name. Yeah. Or you can just say pass and we'll move on. Totally fine. But, well, you explain why you have to say pass. Yeah. Or you can just say, I think it's just going to be on the bride's side, or you think it's going to be on the groom's side.
Oh, I will name drop, address drop, IP
address. Don't. I will have to do a lot of editing if you do too much. Just say first names, or even nicknames would be great.
Okay.
Or you can just say, like, uncle, whatever. I don't care. All right. Who is most likely to... Now, obviously, these things you don't want. I personally don't want any of these things to happen, really.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not saying any of this is going to happen, but who is most likely, if it were worst case scenario, to propose?
So one of my groomsmen, Thomas.
Well, damn.
There we go. There we go. There's his name. He might listen to this. But no, he's the only one that's even in any long-term relationship. One of the other ones was in one, but they're no longer together.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about him.
Sure, sure.
And the other ones, I don't even think talk to women. So, so.
Hell yeah. So he would be most likely.
Definitely.
But he would never.
No.
He would never.
I mean, he knows better. Because we've already had some physical altercations before, so...
Oh, my Lord.
Oops. Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, I might have... I might have to bleep his last name. We'll see. I'll figure it out. Who is most likely to make a huge scene? If you can't think of a name, if you can't think of someone, you can just say, well, I think it's, because me personally, I think it's the bride's side.
Let me go ahead and say, groom's and bride's side.
That's a cop out. That's a cop out. You might as well just pass.
I'll say this.
One side is more than the other for sure.
My side has some people, depending on what you say politically.
Okay.
That could start an outcry.
Really? Really? So you really think it'd be your, because like I think in this situation, I think Autumn said she's me and her, I mean, I'm from the bride side, so yeah. We were like, it's definitely the bride side for sure.
I'll say this, the bride side is probably more likely to listen to this, so I won't say this.
That's fair.
So I don't think my grandmother will listen to this, but
yeah. It's grandma.
If one of my friends comes in with some Joe Biden stuff,
sure, yeah,
she's gonna let it fly.
Oh so my
I'll
god,
I'll say that.
who is most likely to fall in a hugely embarrassing way? Are you a faller?
I am not, but I am responsible for making Mamaw fall one time.
Oh my gosh!
I came out of the doorway and she didn't see me, I guess. And
she's a weeble wobble on her own, but
she took a tumble.
Damn, dude. Poor Mamaw.
My grandma has a walker, so I think she's pretty stable.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably say probably, I don't want to see anyone fall, but I would say the older members on either side of the family are my guess.
Okay. That's pretty dark. No, I got you. I got you. Who in the bridal party or the groom's party, who in those two are just like, they're going to get a little sloppy and they're just, they're gonna fall. And the next question kind of goes with this, but who's going to fall and rip their pants or their dress?
I'm going to say, so let's see, this is a fun game for both parties. So groom's party, Thomas again.
Don't say last name last of the girl. Name
censored. No, but, and then, because he is definitely, I've seen drunken Snapchats of him.
Sure.
Missing a tooth from falling off a bird scooter. Whoa, or something like that.
My God.
And then I'll be honest. Sorry, Summer.
But, yeah. but
I bet she takes a tumble. She says she's not going to drink too bad until after her speech.
Right. But we own it.
but I feel like after that speech happens, she's going to take a little tumble.
Boom, 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 boom. Shot, 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 shot. So who's going to get too drunk?
My answer, please look back to the last answer I said.
Yeah!
No, I'm kidding.
Because I
probably won't be too drunk.
I'll be whatever Summer does, I'll just Summer, I'm not, like, I don't want to leave you out there on an island by yourself. I'm just going to try to, my goal is just, I'll just try to keep up with Summer the whole time. So that way she's not alone.
I'll say this, there's probably two or three people on the bride's and groom's side that I can see getting like helped out of
this. On a stretcher.
Yeah. My mom has already said.
She throw down?
So my parents, it's funny. So my dad, he can put a six pack away.
Okay.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But then act like it's an 18 pack by how drunk he is.
Sure. I mean,
not in a bad way.
Sounds like it's a good time.
Yeah. He's Mr. Good Times. And then, but I can definitely see, like, well, I know Autumn's dad doesn't drink.
Sure.
And I mean, both of our moms, they're probably too stressed out.
Yeah. I imagine that's going to be a lot of work on that side.
So
on that, the mom spectrum. Yeah.
I've got an uncle that can party. Maybe he can do it. And I mean, honestly, Curtis.
He'll be spinning in circles. Yeah,
doing wheelies, but as long as he doesn't drink and drive, you know.
We're cool. Yeah, we're all, but, yeah. Hey, we are not advocating for that. We all just sleep there, you know, right on the ground.
Yeah. But my mom, like, to put it in perspective, she has already told my friends that she's going to do a Uber QR code.
Oh,
so if anyone gets too drunk,
nice.
Which we anticipate all of them to,
nice.
They'll have a free ride home. So that'll be good.
Whoa.
I will be probably a nervous ball of energy.
Yeah.
So I might have a couple, you know, a couple of Dos Equis, you know, put them down.
You'll have to glad hand a lot too. So yeah, like, it's going to be a lot of work.
Exactly.
Who is most likely to show up late?
So that's a fun thing. One of my best men will be late to the rehearsal party.
Wow. Already failing. Failing upward. My God.
Yeah, it's his girlfriend's fault. No, I'm kidding. But I've yet to meet her. But they're both in dental school together.
Oh, so she's a wild card? No way.
Well, dude, it's funny.
You got wild cards coming?
It's funny. Tarek, I apologize for saying this. But he was like, this is the first long-term girl he's had.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all like, okay, cool. Like, I'm sure she's great.
Yeah.
But it's more of like, wow, y'all have lasted this long.
Nice. Cause, yeah.
Cause, but it's definitely, yeah.
It's definitely him.
Yeah,
definitely. He's already got a lockdown.
And it's not a bad thing. But that's why I have two best men. So in case you can't make it, I got another one cooked up.
You got a back. You got a backup.
But yeah, that's what I'm kind of looking forward to for the best men speech. Is I have two of them, and I know Taha has already started writing his.
Yeah,
and I think Tarek might write his on the plane ride over.
Nice, nice.
But we'll figure it out. But I'm not too worried about it. But I mean, I get it. Him and his girl, they have finals that Friday.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get there as soon as possible.
It's crazy. So like, they're trying their best.
Yeah, no big deal. Like, yeah. Hey, like, I don't blame you. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. I don't blame you, but I will hold it against you for the rest of your life.
It's my fucking wedding. Yeah.
What event and who do you think will, like, kind of steal the thunder? Like with Autumn, we kind of talked about like how there's, you know, obviously you have the best man speeches, you have the father, or I mean, you have the mother son dance for you. You've got her father daughter dance. You got summer speech. What do you think will be like? Damn. Cause I know what my personal favorite is of like those events, but I want to know what you think is going to be the most tear jerking. Because obviously the ceremony is a given, mm-hmm. right? But the other little showstoppers.
I think that if the father of the bride mm-hmm. starts crying.
Oh, man. He's going to bring down the house.
I hate to air him out.
Oh, yeah.
But he cried a little bit at Christmas.
Whoa.
And it brought everyone to like, tears.
He's like, got water in there.
The backbone is crying.
No way. But
I think as long as there's not a medical emergency,
that would steal the freaking show, dude.
I think that if I know my dad is going to do the prayer.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that.
So
I didn't think of that. That might be a big one.
Yeah. He wants to be involved. So we're like, I'm not going to dance with him. But, one of those. But I'll say this. The thing that I hate is... So I'm currently in the process of trying to find a good
song.
Good song for the mother son dance.
Right.
Cause it seems like every time you see one, it's like there's weird, it's like weird tension about it.
There's in my experience, yes, the ones I've seen online, sure, weird tension. But the ones I've seen in person, mm-hmm. I have all, because that's what I was gonna say a minute ago. It's like the mother son dances have just like ruined me, dude. Because it's like, and maybe it's because I am like a son, but like it's just like, whoa. Because, you know, she's like she's giving you away, and like mm-hmm. and especially in your case, you're much bigger than your mom, and she's gonna be like, oh, like just like it's very where, and obviously the father daughter dances are gonna be tear jerkers as well, but it's like, I don't know, it's something about when the mom is coming out is crazy.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing for us is like trying to find a song.
Yeah, that's not weird.
That isn't like
WAP.
I love you. Like, blah blah blah. It's like I wish it was like I love my mom. Like,
right.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's like. Like, we were thinking, like, you got a friend in me.
That's a good one.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, all these other songs, like, I feel like there's, like, plenty of, like, dad-daughter songs.
Yeah.
But there's no mom-son songs.
Right.
So, if you make music, go ahead. There's a...
I want rock and roll. Yeah. Oh, something stupid and upbeat.
There's always some weird thing. Yeah. Like that's, like... That's definitely the hardest part for me is like, because like my mom, for some reason, told Autumn, she was like, I don't even think Griffin would want to do this. I was like, what the hell?
Well, so why would you? Well, of course we're going to do it. I just haven't got around to it.
Yeah. I'm like, geez, like, yeah. It, like she pans me out to be this mother hating son. Like, I'm like,
she's like, oh, God. He just hates yeah. me, I guess.
But at the same time, I'm not Freud, so I don't. Right.
I'm like,
how do I find my go?
Don't have an Oedipus complex.
Yeah, exactly.
To go back to the Greek mythology.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, how do I find, like, I love my mom.
Yeah,
like that
type of song. I love your mom. Yeah. who is most likely to break something that's important?
Pass.
who do you think are you doing the garter thing? Do we know this?
I don't know.
Okay, cool. Well, then we'll skip that.
I'm kind of nervous about that.
That is weird. No, I mean, I think it's definitely part of it. It's definitely part of it.
I've had a couple beers, so I'll be honest, but no one wants to do that in front of the father of the bride. Cause
it's always like
we get it. Like we understand the hidden message behind it. But I was like, me and Mr. Knowles are like we've just started being like really cool. So I'm like,
let's keep this train going.
Like we're finally past the like, hey, I'm the guy dating your daughter. Like we're finally like, oh, cool. Like, I ain't talking to this guy about anything. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, hey, watch this.
Watch this. I've got a magic trick. Oh man. Well, dude, this is a great episode. Thank you so much for coming. Is there anything you want to add? You want to shout out anybody before we move on? Is there anything you want to plug or anything, like your job or anything?
Plug me.
Yeah.
Griffin Peavy, commercial realtor, Reed Peavy Real Estate. Plug my favorite podcast. No, I'm kidding.
We will definitely talk about the next time you come. We'll definitely talk about like your job and everything. I just wanted to get you guys in here, but right before, because I think these episodes will come out like literally like the 2 weeks ish before. And I think that'll be fun.
Yeah. I was, as we're getting ready, I told Autumn, I was like, how funny would it be if when Eric asked me something, if I have a topic, I started ranting about the global
like climate change, yeah, just like
economic impact of the Ukrainian war. Like just like a YouTube like, topic. I was like,
oh man, we are really off the rails here.
Yeah, don't get me started about the bridge that fell in Baltimore.
It's like I could do this for 3 hours.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, the next podcast won't be about my job.
We'll definitely be rambling and talking about random stuff next time.
I
wanted to do this fun little wedding game before you guys, you know, tie the knot, do whatever weird stuff you're gonna do in that hotel room. I guess I don't know why you need a hotel room.
We're not having kids anytime soon because I'm in real estate and I cannot afford it.
Well, all right, man, this is me and Griffin. We are signing off. Thank you so much for coming, and hopefully we'll have you back on soon.
There we go.
All right. I hope the best to you. I'm really like, she couldn't be marrying a cooler dude. So
Mr. Cool.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Cool. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets, and good night.